The Critical Access Hospital designation was created in 1997 as a way to keep small rural hospitals from closing by giving higher reimbursements for Medicare and Medicaid patients. But President Obama's proposed federal budget bans certain hospitals from getting the designation and reduces reimbursement rates. The changes could save around $2 billion, but Republican Congressman Sean Duffy says the change would hurt rural patients.
If you actually look at the cost of these patients traveling longer distances and the degradation of their status and the quality of care that they'll receive, I think we'd be hard-pressed to say that we are actually saving money.
Wisconsin has 58 critical access hospitals that serve around 380,000 people annually. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.